Okay, time.
Okay, okay. Hurry up, Astro. I don't have all day, you know. Now what?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I guess I gotta finish walking you myself. What a way to start a day.
Come on.
Roar, roar.
What happened, Dad?
The dog walker broke and I had to walk Astro myself.
Gee, Dad, how come Astro isn't as tired as you are?
Because the last time I got this much exercise is when your mother and I walked down the aisle. Jumping Jupiter! I'm gonna be late for work thanks to that wacky dog walker.
Better use the Sonic Step Saver, George.
Is it repaired?
Oh, yes. The repairman adjusted it.
Shower, shampoo, dry, shave, breakfast, toothbrush, the works. That's what I need.
Shave, breakfast.
What's going on? Watch it. Hey, I like my eggs over easy, not over my head.
Don't crush.
Hey, wait a minute.
Dry, shave, shower, breakfast, shower, shave, shower, toothbrush, dry, shave, shower, breakfast, shower, shave, shower, toothbrush.
Is the machine working, George?
I still think it needs a little adjusting. Boy, it doesn't look like it's going to be one of my better days. Well, what do you know? I'm actually a second early. Maybe this day won't be so bad after all. Whoops! I better get these reports out.
Good morning, all you loyal employees. I'd like you to meet Laser Jack, owner of the Laser Jack Health Club.
Hi there. I'd like to announce an athletic contest between Cogswell Cogs and Spacely Sprockets to decide which company will have the honor of building my new bodybuilding equipment.
I need a volunteer to be our contestant. The winner will receive a very valuable prize from Laser Jack. Isn't that right, sir?
Right.
Who's Spacely trying to kid? Whoever volunteers for this has to win or else.
Or else it's...
Now what I want you to do is push either the yes or the no button on your visiphone. But hurry, because only the first person who hits the yes button will get to be the lucky volunteer. Okay? Ready? On your mark? Get set? Go! We have a winner. Congratulations, Jetson.
But, Mr. Spacely, you don't understand. I didn't press the...
George, I want you to meet Laser Jack.
Pleased to meet you. As I was saying, boss, it was an accident.
Mr. Jetson, a healthy body is no accident. With a little work, we can put some punch into that paunch. A little workout humor there.
Look at it this way, George. Here's your chance to get in shape. Win a big prize, and best of all, keep your job.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. By the way, what is the big prize?
What have you been asking for, George?
You mean...
That's right. Now go back to work.
Me? Exercise? I don't care if it's $1 million. It's not worth it. I'm not in shape, and that Laser Jack is gonna kill me.
Jetson!
Sorry, Mr. Spacely. I was just thinking how lucky I am.
Hi, George. Wait till you see the adorable pattern I bought at Mooningdale's.
I can't believe what Spacely roped me into.
I'm going to knit one of these for each of us. What do you think, George? George?
And now, back to Little House on the Planet.
Can you kids turn that down? I've got a headache.
Roar, roar.
Yuck. Okay, Astro, okay.
The knitting machine is programmed for all of us. Now, what about Mr. Spacely, George?
I got stuck representing Spacely in some cockamamie sports competition. I'm competing against some guy from Cogswell's company.
What's wrong with that? It sounds like fun.
Gee, Mom, you should have seen Dad this morning. He almost collapsed walking Astro.
Very funny, Elroy.
How's that, Astro?
Beautiful.
Don't worry, dear. It'll be fun. Lift your arms, George.
You don't understand, Jane. If I don't win, Spacely will fire me. I gotta work out on those dumb machines. Hey, what's this machine doing? Stop it! Stop it! I give up. Everything's against me.
Machines have feelings too, dear. Dig in, George. There's no time like the present to start getting in shape.
Swell. My favorite. Cottage cheese tablets and cucumber capsules. Sheesh!
Just a few more pictures, gentlemen.
Did you see the size of this guy? I think he should get someone else.
Don't think I wouldn't like to, Jetson. But you were the only one who pushed the yes button. Besides, you'll do just fine, won't you?
All right, gentlemen, say cheese.
Cheese.
Is this some kind of a joke, Spacely? Jetson's a wimp. He doesn't stand a chance against my champion.
Don't be so sure, Cogswell. You haven't seen Jetson in action. He's got a few surprises up his sleeve.
It sure ain't muscles. I've got a few surprises myself. I've always wanted this account. It'll make me so rich.
Oh, gee, I really appreciate this, Mr. Jack.
Please, call me Laser.
Okay, Laser. Now, how do you stop this instrument of torture?
You are a funny person, George. This machine is on automatic. You have another 20 minutes. So relax and enjoy it.
20 minutes? I'll be a piece of taffy in 20 minutes.
Hi, George. How's my competition?
Great. Just great. Piece of cake. Now, how do you turn this thing off?
I don't know, George, but I'm late for my workout with Mr. Jack. Be careful on that machine. It looks like you could really hurt yourself if you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, hurt myself? That would be a shame. They'd have to get somebody else. Yeah, hurt myself. Laser! Mr. Jack!
Is there anything I can do for you, dear?
Yeah, you can call Spacely and tell him I'm laid up.
Laid up? You're gonna be laid off if you don't get out of that bed right now.
But Mr. Spacely...
I brought someone here to help you. Meet Dr. William Von Sonic.
What have we here, Mr. Jetson?
Oh, Doc, it's awful. Everything hurts. My back, my hair. Am I gonna live?
Maybe. I'll check you out.
Oh, my. Should I leave the room, Doctor?
No, don't leave, Jane. I could go in any minute.
I'll have my lab equipment set up in just a moment. We'll give you a complete exam.
What?
I have a diagnosis.
What?
Yes, Doctor?
Acute hypochondria.
Acute what? Does that mean I'm gonna die?
No, it means you're a phony. Trying to play a cute trick on me, huh? Now get back to your training. Oh, and by the way, George, did I mention that there's a vice presidency opening up at Spacely Sprockets?
There is? Plus a raise?
We need someone with stamina. Someone who's not a quitter. Know anyone like that?
I think I might.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Mr. Jetson, I've prescribed some simple exercises to help you get back in shape.
I think you should get started on these right away, eh, George?
Exercise? Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to get started.
Come on, Dad, you can do it. Just a few more sit-ups, and you'll look just like the guys in this muscle magazine. Hey, did you know Orville has a brother?
Who cares about his brother? It's Orville I'm worried about.
Good catch, Astro.
Looks like Elroy and Astro are getting more exercise than you are, Dad.
I think you're right. What's next on the list?
Good old-fashioned jogging.
I can't jog. There's no room in here.
Well, George!
Oh, my aching feet! I never thought I'd be so glad to be at work. Anything's better than those exercises.
So, Jetson, my boy, glad you're back on your feet. What do you think of the banners?
Oh, they're great, just great. It's nice to know the other employees are behind me.
They're not only behind you, they have money riding on you.
I wish they hadn't done that.
Stop sniveling, Jetson. By the way, I found out that Orville Krieger jogs every night at 6:30 at Lunar Park. You might want to see how fast your competition is.
Thanks, Mr. Spacely. Oh, this is awful. I'm going to get fired. People are going to lose money on me. I'm in big trouble.
You sure are.
Oh.
Boy, Orville is really working out.
Well, would you look at that? I'm going to be vice president after all. Wait till Spacely hears this.
You can do it, George.
Way to go, Dad!
Go, George!
Come on, Dad!
Time's up! No, no, faster, faster. That's it. Gotta get in shape.
Orville, you've got to do better.
But Mr. Coxwell, I've just broken my own record.
Good, good. And then I'll keep practicing. I want Spacely to see you work out.
Even Spacely could outrun that guy. This is a cinch.
No, boy. It's a good thing I've got a secret weapon up my sleeve.
Good luck, Dad. And don't forget, your laser pole vaulter will be right here.
Thanks, Elroy.
They'll never know that I switched the laser pole vaulter. These atomic batteries are so low, they won't even get Jetson off the ground.
Good luck, Daddy.
Hi there, Cosmic Cupcake.
Hey, that's my daughter.
I know, Pops.
And so, I would like to wish you two men good luck. Good luck.
So, Spacely, care to place a small wager?
How about a large wager?
You're on.
Sure you can handle him, George?
Like I told you. No problem, Mr. Spacely.
I thought you said he was a wimp. That's no wimp. That's a gorilla.
Oh, boy.
Okay, gentlemen, this is it. Please take your places for the electronic supersonic downhill slalom, a test of physical coordination.
Keep out of my way or I'll make a snowball out of you, Jetson.
Ready, set, go!
Wow! How do you control these things? Yow!
To the space bunny slopes, Jetson!
Aha, yourself! He who laughs last!
And the winner is George Jetson!
What's wrong with you? I paid you good money.
That Jetson's just lucky. It won't happen again.
And the next event will be laser pole vaulting, a test of upper body strength.
Wow, those muscles. What kind of vitamins have you been taking?
Wise guy, huh? What's it to you?
Nothing. It's nothing. I'm nothing. Never mind. Just put me down.
First contestant, please. The bar will move to your maximum height. And he's over at 50 feet. That was really beautiful.
George Jetson, Vice President.
Has a nice ring to it.
And now, George Kitson. And he's over. It's over. He's under. Looks like Cogswell Cogs Company wins this event.
I can just see it now. All those machines with Cogswell Cogs on them.
Not so fast, Cogswell. It's not over yet.
It is, as far as I'm concerned.
We'll see about that. The Jetson better win.
I tried to tell Dad.
I'll take care of it, Elroy. Watch.
Hey, Cosmic Cutie, where you been all my life? Where you going?
To get a space burger and a Milky Way shake.
Not without me, you don't. I'm starved. Let's go.
Oh, my. You're so strong.
I know.
And your muscles are so big.
I know.
Isn't there one more event in this contest?
I don't know. What contest?
Wilbur! Wilbur! Where are you? Oh, this is terrible. What am I going to do?
Hi, Mr. Cogswell. Could I be of some assistance? You seem very troubled.
Your twin brother vanished. Now I guess I have no other choice. Get out there and win one for the Cogger.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cogswell.
Now I've got to resort to my digital devious devices.
Now be careful, George. We want you home in one piece.
I wish Wilbur was here.
What? Wow. That pole vault sure took a lot out of him.
Fighters to the center of the ring for the third and final event, light sensor boxing. This event is really a knockout. A little pugilistic humor there. Upon impact, the light sensor on the gloves records the punch. However, the punch will not count unless the puncher is standing on a lighted square. Round one!
Pavel, is that you?
Uh-huh.
And was that you before?
Now to take over the light control.
I can't believe this.
Oh, dear. Poor George.
It works.
Round two.
Use your left, Dad.
Way to go, George. I knew you could do it.
This is so exciting. I can hardly stand it. Oh, I think I'll sit down. Round three.
I still can't believe what happened to this guy's muscles. You are a wimp.
Oh, yeah? Take this.
That did it. I'm fired.
Jetson, you're fired.
A winner is Orville Krieger, and congratulations to Cogswell Cogs. Sorry, Spacely.
Yes, Sludge, I'm going to do something again.
I didn't want to do this in the first place.
Gee, Dad, I'm sorry you lost.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Elroy.
I want you to see something in this muscle magazine.
Too late, Elroy. I don't really feel like looking at a muscle magazine.
Even if it means getting your job back?
Better listen to him, Dad.
What are you talking about, Muscle Magazine? Meet bodybuilder Wilbur Krieger and his twin brother Orville? Cogswell was cheating. Good work, kids. Come on.
Hold everything, Mr. Jack. I've got a little show and tell.
Uh-oh.
Ah, the old twin brother substitution trick, eh? Mr. Spacely of Spacely Sprockets wins!
There'll be something special for you in your pay envelope, Jetson, my boy.
Boy, does this taste good? Oh, I never want to go through that again. No more starvation diets, no more jogging, and no more health fanatics.
Oh, open the envelope and see how much the check is for, George. Well, but Daddy, what is it?
Good for one lifetime membership at any Laser Jack health club?
Oh.
Dad?
George? Daddy?